Part 3. In this part, you will hear three short segments from a radio program. The program is called Learning from the Experts. You will hear what three different radio guests have to say about three different topics. Each talk lasts about 3 minutes. As you listen, you may want to take some notes to help you remember information given in the talk. Write your notes in this test booklet. After each talk, you will be asked some questions about what was said. From the three answer choices given, you should choose the one that best answers the question according to the information you heard. Remember, no problems can be repeated. For problems 36 through 50, mark all your answers on the separate answer sheet. Do you have any questions? Segment 1. Cars and factories are seen as the main culprits behind global warming. But reporter Mary Brown has filed a report on another source of greenhouse gases that has, until recently, avoided public attention.
Greenhouse gas emissions come from the burning of fossil fuels. Emissions from motor vehicles and factories have been well documented, as have been those from agriculture. However, a significant source which even the media have neglected is gaining the attention of environmental groups. That source is ocean-going ships, of which there are hundreds of thousands, if we include fishing trawlers, private yachts, and unregistered vessels. Sheila Pearson is an environmentalist who has investigated this problem.
When we think of the ocean, we don't even consider that it might have an air pollution problem. Perhaps you won't choke on thick smog, but unfortunately, greenhouse gases, including CO2, methane, and sulfur dioxide, have become detectable, something which wasn't the case just a few years ago. According to our estimates, ocean-going ships are responsible for about 4% of all greenhouse gases entering the atmosphere. Admittedly, this is not a lot, since emissions from cars account for over 60% of greenhouse gases. But the trend is for emissions from ships to be increasing, while those from cars are falling. So while emissions from motor vehicles will be about 20% lower than they are now by 2040, those from ships will be 250% greater. So any benefits gained from cleaner cars will be lost due to the increased pollution caused by ships. We would like to see the same strict emission controls on ocean-going ships as those imposed on factories and motor vehicles. We should act now while the problem is minor, instead of taking action in the future, when the problem will be out of control.
While Sheila's facts indicate there may be a problem, the maritime shipping industry seems reluctant to take any action. In fact, Jan London, who is a shipping industry consultant, argues that forcing shipping companies to modify ships so they pollute less will create even greater problems.
First of all, I think we need to investigate the facts a little more closely. Currently, ocean-going ships are responsible for less than 2% of total greenhouse gas emissions. Any figure higher than this is simply wrong. The figure just quoted is from the Marine Environmental Protection Committee of the United Nations. And yes, the trend is for these emissions to increase. This will be due to a rise in international trade, which depends on shipping. Even with an increase in emissions of 250%, ocean-going vessels will be responsible for less than 10% of total greenhouse gases by 2040. Forcing shipping companies to make costly changes to ships so they pollute less will translate into higher shipping fees for our customers and higher prices for consumers. Shipping companies will also have to lay off employees to cover the added costs. Your listeners should bear in mind that the maritime shipping industry, directly and indirectly, employs over 3 million people worldwide, many of whom will become jobless. There will be inflated prices and the disruption of an entire industry, while any reduction in greenhouse gases will be negligible.
The dilemma is clear. We need to find a balance between safeguarding our environment while at the same time maintaining the health of an important industry. We need to find a way to reduce a source of pollution without this leading to increased prices and unemployment.
What dilemma does the program focus on? According to the environmentalist, what is currently true about ocean-going ships? 38. What is the environmentalist recommending? 39. In what way does a consultant disagree with the environmentalist? 40. According to the consultant, what will happen if shipping companies are forced to change their ships?